How can you tell if a crop biological will work? I'll tell you today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Sleep deprivation. It doesn't sound serious, but it is. Inadequate quality sleep can lead to faulty decision-making, slower reaction times, fatigue, confusion, and decreased productivity. It raises the risk factor for all you do on the farm. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Biological products are still a relative newcomer to the crop production scene. If you haven't used them before, here are some tips. The first is from Connor Seibel, a research professor at the University of Illinois.
If you do not need what that product does, then it will not work for you, right? So that's where you have to start.
And says Seibel, if it does fit the bill, there still may be complications.
No product works on every acre. Ask questions. The more they can answer your questions, the more they understand that product, and the better chance that it is one of the better ones.
Valent Biosciences Midwest technical agronomist Drew Harmon offers his two cents.
I look at third-party research, I look at extension research, and then I pair that with the documentation that that company is promoting as well and making sure that those things jive.
Harmon speaks confidently about his company's product lines.
Shout out to Valent Biosciences here. Over half of our R&D team has PhDs. We do over 1,000 trials annually, and there's multiple systems in place before a product can even get to you to make sure that it is a product that provides value.
Harmon and Seibel were part of a webinar sponsored by the Illinois Soybean Association. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.